Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Listen. It's the Bert Show.
Hey, Bert's Big Adventure needs your help, but I think it's a win-win all the way around. Our kids get money to go down to Disney World and do all of our programs, and you get a brand new car. That sounds fair to me.
I think it sounds like a great exchange. So we are raffling off a brand new 2025 Audi Q3 from Audi Atlanta. Thank you so much, Audi Atlanta. They are donating this car for us to raffle off, and the tickets are $100 a piece. You can buy as many tickets as you want. In years past, there have been people who have bought multiple tickets who won the vehicle we were giving away. And then in years past, there were people who literally bought one ticket and they were the winning ticket and drove off in a brand new car. So this year, it's the Audi Q3 from Audi Atlanta. If you go to bertsbigadventure.org or The Bert Show, you can buy your $100 raffle ticket and hopefully win that beautiful car.
Every cent is going to the kids. bertsbigadventure.org. All right, so this is kind of a flashback, Tommy?
It is.
Yeah, this is going to be like a flashback inception, because in this, this is where you call Chris or talk to Chris Martin of Coldplay, and he ended up hanging up on you. It was really weird.
I think I'm going to explain it in this thing, but I think there were some restrictions on this.
Because he was with Gwyneth Paltrow, and we weren't supposed to talk about the relationship.
I don't know. I don't think so.
But I don't think there were restrictions. He explained later when he called you back why he hung up.
Yeah, and here's when it comes to celebrity interviews, again, also, I love talking about this. I think that even when the PR people tell you what you can and what you can't talk about, I think if you're smart and respectful about it, you can... I see it.
Stop.
I see the yawn.
Stop. I'm just existing.
Well, it's not Taylor Swift. This is so boring.
You guys don't understand what it's like. I'm over here just waiting for spaces to jump in. And sometimes it's just a long winded
Let me know when Chris Martin's featured on a Taylor song.
I'm just not looking at you in it. I'm just focusing on this.
I'm leaving. What are you going to do? Fire me?
What are you going to do? Go take a nap?
All right. So when it comes to celebrity, I think you can lead the celebrity into the thing that the PR people said that they didn't want to talk about. But once they start talking about it, it opens up the conversation, right? But they've got to be the one that starts it. So I'm kind of in these interviews always kind of going in that direction and kind of dancing around the issues that they don't want to talk about, hoping they step into it. Because once they do that, it's green light. And I think that's what I was trying to do on this interview here with Chris Martin.
And the inception part of this is you're explaining this to the crew at the time. Kristen had joined the show. It was Jeff and Jen. And you'll explain to them, then you'll play clip of the call, and then you'll come out and say, this is real Bert, but
it's not.
It's real Bert 1, real Bert 2 is you here.
Yeah, that's weird, because I was in studio, like, I remember Wendy being there, myself, Bert, and we were there for the OG like interview.
Yes.
So I'm trying to figure out who we relived this for.
And this is explaining it to the whole show, I believe.
Okay, so this is Chris Martin hanging up on the Bert Show. All right, so let's get into Coldplay and Chris Martin here for a second.
And I think all of us are huge Coldplay fans, aren't we? I love Coldplay.
I would say that I'm not a huge fan, but I don't dislike their music either. I enjoy it when it's on, but it's not like I download their music or anything.
I respect their place in the music world.
I mean, they've sold 50 million albums. So they are part of musical history. This is a band that's going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame eventually.
Yeah, see, my brother and I had a great bonding moment because we went to a Coldplay concert together and just had, like, the best time. So that band's always kind of held a little special place in my heart. I love Coldplay.
I mean, they're one of the hottest bands in the world. 50 million.
They're awesome.
Albums, right?
One of the best live shows ever.
So I was really confident going into this interview because I do a lot of research before we do most interviews. So I'll go on and I'll watch an interview with Chris Martin or listen to him. So I kind of know what we're going to get before the interview starts. And with Chris Martin, I knew this is a guy that doesn't take himself too seriously. And he was going to be able to answer any questions about his industry. I also knew that he was sensitive about answering questions about his family life.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that we were going to get a guy that kind of laughs off questions and knows how to handle himself in an interview because he's done thousands of them.
All right. So set the scene. This is Friday after the show, right?
Yep. It's Friday after the show. We're sitting around and we're waiting for Chris Martin. They gave us a window.
We were jamming to some old school, old school music.
He was running a little late, but it was cool because it was Friday. And so we're in the studio and I'm mixing up like 80s and 90s jams in here waiting for him to call. We were all in a great mood when he called.
Yeah.
A goofy mood, actually.
Yeah.
I think I actually started the interview on a goofy level.
Okay.
Like we started talking about English accents and American accents. And then we got into some hard hitting like questions about Coldplay. And things seemed to be going fine. And then it just went wrong somewhere. And I think that he's
so... I was here to hear this.
I think he's so protective of his family that when he hears any reference at all to his family, he shuts down. He doesn't even hear the question.
Mm.
I think he just heard references to his family, and that was it.
But the thing is, there was no... restrictions on what we could and could not ask.
Which we don't take anyway. If you're a new virtual listener, generally speaking, unless there's a lawsuit pending, when a PR person calls us up and they say, look, we'll give you J-Lo, but you're not allowed to talk to her about this, 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 and this, we'll pass on that interview because we don't believe just having the name on is a good enough reason for you guys to continue to listen. So it's got to have some substance to it.
Mm.
We didn't get any of that with Coldplay. Ask them whatever you want, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're promoting their album. Like, he's everywhere right now doing interviews. I mean, and you know he's gotten those questions before he came to you.
And you think that he'd be able to... Well, the thing is, we didn't even ask him any questions that would either even be considered personal.
Nothing was inappropriate at all.
There was zero inappropriate about it. After the interview, we're all sitting in here and we're shaking our heads.
Well, after he hangs up on
us. After he hangs up on us. We're all in here going, let's try to figure out exactly what went wrong here.
What happened?
Well, I asked a question... And then Wendy asked a question, then Bert asked a question, and then that's when we got the click.
Hang up. You were saying last week, I think it was on a CBS, that you hit the lottery with Gwyneth Paltrow, and you said that you went from a loser to literally hitting the lottery. What is the Chris Martin loser period? What did that look like?
Very similar. I was wearing pretty much the same clothes. I don't really know what happened. It was just... One lucky day. Yeah. I get a little uncomfortable with all these questions. I'm really sorry. I'm not very good at answering all these kind of things.
It's mostly the personal stuff, yeah?
I got you.
Well, no, it's cool, man. I'm just not very good at... I don't know how to answer it. I'm sorry.
I do know that Gwyneth tweeted the other day that your album was a masterpiece, but she sort of has to say that, right?
Oh...
Is that a totally out of line question? So we're sitting in here trying to figure out what we did wrong, and this has never happened in the 10 years we've done The Bert Show. The celebrity calls back.
Hmm.
He calls back. It's his people on the phone, and Jeff picks up the phone, and it's the record rep who says Chris would like to talk to the person that just asked the offensive question.
Sure. Hold on. Chris Martin would like to talk off the air with the person who asked the last question about Gwyneth Paltrow.
Off the air?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and at this point, by the way, this is real, Bert. I'm crapping my pants.
I was going to say, were you scared?
Yeah. I'm so nervous.
His eyes were about to bug out of his head.
I don't know if Chris Martin and I are going to get into an argument because I felt a little bit like this one, as I did with Usher when we got in that fight 10 years ago, that we didn't do anything wrong. So I'm not ready to dig in, but I just want to know, what did we say, dude?
Where did it go wrong?
Hello? Yeah, this Bert. Yeah. I don't understand where we lost you because I didn't ask anything offensive. Now, I remember him saying I wasn't offended. But what he said was, I'm just not used to that many people asking me that question so quickly. And I was just not comfortable.
That many questions that quickly?
Yeah, he's like, you guys were asking me so many questions, I just didn't know how to answer them.
Okay.
He never specifically said, I just don't want to talk about Gwyneth or my family at all. He was saying, there were just so many, it still didn't make any sense to me. He's like, there were just so many questions and I just didn't know how to answer them all. So I'm just not comfortable. I wasn't comfortable with the interview, is what he said. I totally want to be respectful. I don't know what questions I was asking or we were asking that were offensive or you're uncomfortable with. And once again, this is live, Bert. He is trying to stress that he wasn't offended by any of the questions.
You think he was overwhelmed by the number of voices and that there was just like four people talking to him?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. But he's done so many of these. I mean, he hasn't done radio interviews before where there are three or four people asking questions.
True. But we introduced ourselves beforehand, so he knew there was four people. Mm-hmm. Talking to him.
Because he went through. He wanted to know each person that was in the room. And we all, said hi to him.
It is crowded in here sometimes.
Sure, no doubt. But
and when you're on the phone, when I call back from another city, it is kind of tough to get a word in when a conversation's going on. You think that was it?
I don't know. But if you're Chris Martin and you've done a million of these, can't
then
you
maybe
just
you're
say,
more used to it. Hey, apparently he wasn't.
Hey, guys, one at a time or something. I don't know. Yeah, I'm just miffed because the last question I was asking you was getting into the album because she said it was a masterpiece and I'm sorry that you felt offended by the whole thing. Again, he keeps saying, I wasn't offended by the conversation. It was, he kept reiterating over and over, it was kind of quirky, like, I just didn't know how to answer the questions. I just didn't know how to answer the questions. Okay. All right. Yeah, me too. Okay, bye-bye.
No interview?
What did he say?
All right, so the last thing he says is, he didn't even request that we didn't run it. He's like, you don't have to play that. He goes, you don't have to play that. And he initially got on the phone, he goes, hey, you sound like a really nice guy, and I'm sorry to do this, but I just couldn't answer all of those questions.
It's very odd.
It was very odd.
Because he didn't even say in the interview, I'm uncomfortable answering that, or can you just stick to the album? Nothing of that sort.
And to give you a little inside scoop, normally when we do interviews, everybody raises their hand. That way we don't talk over top of each other. And we actually did a really good job with this interview. Like, nobody was talking over top of each other. Like, when we had I had a follow-up to my question. I mean, it was very methodical as to how we asked our questions. It was bizarre.
Strange.
We don't know if he was having a bad day.
Well, he had performed on the Today Show that morning, right?
Which got rave reviews as I was watching, reading up on all weekend. Got rave reviews. People were loving it. I don't know if we caught him at the wrong time or he just heard the words Gwyneth Paltrow, because there were three or four different Gwyneth Paltrow questions during the interview. Nothing about what's it like to be married to her. There was nothing personal, but I think someone made a comment about doing a duet together. Somebody else on the show mentioned her in what context?
I was like, what is it like in the household? Are you both making music? Do you sort of have a competition going on between the two of you? Just something jokey.
He shut down. And then I asked that. And then I said the tweeting thing. And that was it.
All right. This is current day Bert Show right now.
The real.
The real
live,
Bert Show.
Live.
Real Bert number two.
All right. So a couple of things there listening back to it, which I haven't heard for years and years and years. First of all, Tommy just came in and said this might have been right around the time where the rumor started that Chris and Gwyneth were having problems.
That's what I think was the problem. And that may have been like the last name he wanted to hear at the time during an interview.
And listening back to it, he sounds kind of exhausted. Like he didn't really want to be doing it in the first place. But also the question I asked was loaded. It was, it felt rude. The way I said it, it did feel rude.
Like, how am I supposed to respond to the fact my wife thinks my album's a masterpiece?
Yeah. And then I say, but she kind of has to say that. It's just kind of provocative.
He could have answered that, though, in a better way. He could have easily played that off as a joke, saying, well, of course she does, you know, or make some kind of joke about it where everybody in the room would laugh.
But I also could have, I could have asked him more. I didn't have to put the last thing on, like, she has to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I can understand how it was like poking the bear a little bit.
Yeah, because we didn't play the string of, you were like, Gwyneth question,
yeah.
Gwyneth
oh, yeah.
question.
Okay.
There was and like four then, in a row.
That was the head of it.
Yeah.
They announced their separation in March of 2014. And I don't know when this interview took place.
So all these years, I put this on Chris Martin. It was on me.
You're the problem.
I'm the problem.
Listen. It's the Burt Show.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money.